Hello, Debbie speaking.
Good morning, Debbie. Katerina calling from Sedgwick. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Sorry I missed your call. I was away from my desk talking to a colleague.
That's okay. Thank you for giving me a call back and an update.
No problem.
On the voicemail. I did have one additional question that I did want to run past you.
Of course.
I sent an email on Friday afternoon as well. Just stating that Nella rang me and she said that Daniel has been sort of on the phone to her asking her when they will be able to provide a start and finish time for the framework. He said to her that he would pay the material but that he wouldn't pay for the labour, and Nella just wasn't sure how to respond to his request. So I said I would speak to you, see what you thought in regards.
Right. So obviously we're still reviewing this matter and no decision has been made on this claim. Having spoken to Daniel, I told him that he should speak with his legal team as to how he wishes to progress with the project, and we can't give him any insights into that. I wouldn't. So he said he'll pay for the materials, but not the labour.
Yeah.
Can she have any guarantee that he will do that?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And she's going to cover the labour.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd be a bit concerned to go ahead with anything like that, considering we have a claim as such and we don't know what our exposure is yet, or if there's coverage under the policy or what that is. I mean, he can go ahead and do whatever he wants, but considering as such that there's been no decision made on this claim, I would be very hesitant to be going ahead and doing any further works. But that's a decision that she can make. He's provided some information at the end of last week as well, which I need to look over and report back to insurers. I know Nella knows that he is pushing quite a bit to progress this because of a handover that's due in October, but the claim's still being assessed. So we don't know where exposure lies, who's liable, who's not at the moment. I would be very hesitant to be going ahead with anything. But let me just have a bit of a think about it a bit more. But I think it's a bit of a risk for her to go ahead.
That's right. And he's coming straight to her. So she's not sure what, you and him have spoken about.
So he has definitely been taught, because he mentioned to me that he has concerns with the upcoming handover date and how we should be progressing with the project. And I have specifically told him that we cannot guide him in that way, and he needs to discuss that with his legal team and his co-workers as to how he wishes to progress with that. We can't guide him in that way. So he knows our position. He knows all our inquiries are on a without prejudice basis. Mm-hmm. So if I was Steel Frames, I would be very hesitant with, now he's coming back. Before he's saying this is totally Steel Frames problem, but now he's saying I'll pay for the material but not the labour. So he's trying to come to some commercial agreement with them, but we might not even be up for the labour. So I would be very hesitant to respond to that. Can Nella say to him, whilst this is being examined by our insurers, we're not comfortable with making any decisions on this, and that once we have further instructions from our insurers, and then we can look at the next steps. I just think it could even be indirectly admitting that we have some form of liability if we're agreeing to this agreement.
Yeah, and I think that's why he's sort of trying to bypass anyone else.
Yes.
Going straight to her.
So I mean, it's obviously their decision. I wouldn't want to be agreeing to anything because it could be like an indirect way of implying that we have some form of liability when that hasn't been determined. I wouldn't even be responding to him in writing for anything.
No.
If he comes back to her again and he says to her, you know, we'll pay for the materials, you guys pay for the labour, I would just have Nala saying to him, the matter is now in our hands of insurers, and until a decision has been made by our insurers, we're not comfortable to progress with any next steps.
Yeah,
I just think that's very risky.
Yeah, no, and that's,
coming to any agreement with them when we might not be up for anything yet.
Yeah,
because from what I understand, they subcontracted their drawings to another party as well, but got them wrong.
Mm, that's right, yeah.
So we may not even be their responding party, but I'm looking through everything at the moment, and I can see he has sent through some additional information late last week, but I would be very hesitant coming to an agreement that he's come to when we may not even be the party that's involved and may not have to be able to recuperate those costs.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I will keep it very vague.
Yeah.
Tell Nella, keep it very vague and tell him, I understand that you want to progress your claim and you're more than welcome to do that, but until our position is made with our insurer and as to what the next steps are, I can't really be proceeding with any agreements with you.
Yeah,
you can, he said to me that they were going to continue with the works. So if he needs to get other people to do that, well, that's up to him. And if it's a cost But I wouldn't be at any stage coming to any agreements with him when the matter is in the hands of insurers now.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
That's exactly, and that's why I said to Nala, look, I want to speak to you. As I said,
yes.
I feel like he's bypassing and he's just going directly to you now. And I said, and we don't know what was actually discussed.
Yes.
With you
I think,
him. Yeah.
I think he's under a bit of pressure to deliver and he's just trying to get any form of help that he can.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we can't throw ourselves under the bus. We need to assess our position properly. We need to report properly to insurers and await their additional instructions. This might be something where insurers can't respond to. It might be something that we're not to respond to and another party's to respond to. So why should we be incurring these costs? And I wouldn't be recommending any negotiations between the two parties, but that's my recommendation.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll give Nella a call and just say, just verbally, keep it vague and, just say that what you've said and,
this is the matters of insurers now and we have to wait for their instructions and that we can't just proceed with whatever you think might be viable. Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Because we don't want to prejudice our position.
No, that's right.
Yes.
As you said, they may end up being, they're not involved at all, and yet they've...
Correct. Yeah, we need to assess everything properly. So I had requested some information from you, and I think that came in Thursday last week, so it's on my list to assess that and then the claim in its entirety. He seems to think, contrary to what the insured said, that he didn't even have time to... assess the drawings they were given after works had started. So I said, well, can you give me evidence of that? And, before you sign off on something, you should be sure that, things are right. But anyway, let's see what he's come back with and then we can report back to insurers. But if anything doesn't make sense, I will touch base with Nala. But I think her response to him now should be... that this matter is now in the hands of our insurers. They're reviewing all the circumstances. And until we have instructions from them as to what should be happening, I can't come to any agreements with you.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll give her a call and, see how we go.
No problem. If she has any concerns, she can call me directly, but just give her an update and say that we have received further information from him late last week, and we'll review everything in its entirety with their information and with his, and if there's anything that doesn't make sense, I will reach out to her.
Okay. All right.
Brilliant. Okay.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.